Here in Washington this week, Congress is expected to take up a bill that would speed development of tests, treatments, and vaccines for bioterror agents. It's an effort to close a vulnerability that officials have been warning about for years. NPR's Julie Rovner reports that it is not clear if the final version will achieve that goal.
President Bush first asked Congress to pass Project BioShield in his State of the Union address in January of 2003.
The budget I send you will propose almost $6 billion to quickly make available effective vaccines and treatments against agents like anthrax, botulinum toxin, Ebola, and plague. We must assume that our enemies would use these diseases as weapons, and we must act before the dangers are upon us.
The idea behind BioShield is to guarantee a market for countermeasures against bioterror weapons. Measures like tests, treatments, or vaccines against germs so rare that some only exist in laboratories. There is no commercial market, so if those countermeasures are to be created, the government will have to help, says Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist.
We need to give those appropriate incentives to the private sector to use its ingenuity, to use its innovation, to use its capitalism, to use its knowledge to respond to the realities, these real threats that are out there today.
The House acted relatively quickly to those threats. It passed its BioShield bill last July. And the money President Bush requested, $5.6 billion, was included in last year's spending bill for the Department of Homeland Security. Despite its overwhelming support, however, the BioShield bill stalled in the Senate. Some senators complained that the funding mechanism amounted to a blank check to industry. In the end, though, it's something that's not in the bill that's giving drug and biotech firms cold feet. There's no protections from potential lawsuits. Alan Goldhammer is Associate Vice President of the Drug Industry Group, Pharma.
These biothreat agents that we're looking at developing new treatments for are not necessarily agents that are out there in nature and afflicting large numbers of people.
So new products to fight them will be more reliant on animal models than on actual human tests.
What this means is that when you get the product approved at the Food and Drug Administration, you're not going to necessarily have as much information as one would have with a normal drug development program.
Leaving companies with a serious problem if the final product has unanticipated side effects. Goldhammer says that lack of liability protection is likely to give large drug makers pause. And for smaller biotech firms, the lack of liability protection is an even bigger potential problem. Una Ryan is president and CEO of Avant Immunotherapeutics, which makes vaccines that can be stored at room temperature.
For a small company like mine, I've always been saying even the threat of litigation, not actually losing a lawsuit, is quite punishing because investors don't want to put money into paying lawyers. They want you to move your clinical trials forward.
Ryan says her firm does plan to participate in BioShield. It's already working with the military on a single-dose oral vaccine to protect against both anthrax and plague. But for other firms, she says, there's another problem with BioShield. It funds only products within 5 years of being ready for market, while it often takes 10 to 15 years to develop a product from beginning to end.
There is money available from the NIH for research. And there is money available from BioShield for procurement, but then there's this hole in the middle, and it's often a very risky and expensive hole because you're going through clinical trials and manufacturing.
Ryan says that will keep many other firms from participating. And it also means that even as Congress prepares to send the BioShield bill to President Bush, lawmakers are already laying the groundwork for BioShield 2. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.